AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A Justice Department watchdog report on January 6th finds FBI missteps. Haya Panjwani has the findings.
The report says the FBI should have done more to collect intelligence before the Capitol riot, even though the Bureau did prepare for the possibility of violence on January 6th, 2021. It also says no undercover FBI employees were present that day, and none of the Bureau's informants were cleared to participate. The report from the Justice Department Inspector General's office knocks down a fringe conspiracy theory by some Republicans in Congress that the FBI played a role in instigating the events of January 6th. Haya Panjwani, Washington.
A day of accolades for President-elect Trump. Sagar Magani has this one.
On Wall Street, the longtime New York businessman rang the New York Stock Exchange's opening bell for the first time, pumping his fist as the crowd chanted.
Thank you very much. This is an honor.
Both ringing the bell and being named Time Magazine's Person of the Year for a second time. The first was after he first won the White House 8 years ago.
I think I like it better this time, actually.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Chinese President Xi Jinping among the leaders invited to Trump's inauguration next month.
Some people say, well, that's a little risky, isn't it? And I said, maybe it is. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
President Biden's commuting the sentences of roughly 1,500 people released from prison and placed on home confinement during the coronavirus pandemic. He's also pardoning 39 convicted of nonviolent crimes. The White House calls it the largest single-day act of clemency in modern history. And in central Gaza, Palestinian medics say an Israeli airstrike hit a refugee camp, killing at least 25 and wounding dozens more. Meantime, President Biden's national security advisors in Jerusalem raising hopes about a ceasefire deal to end the war. This is AP News. Seth Sutel has the AP Markets Report.
Stocks closed lower on Wall Street as the market eased a bit further back from its all-time highs. The S&P 500 slipped 0.5%, its fourth loss in the last 6 days. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 234 points. It's about 0.5%. The Nasdaq Composite sank 0.7% from its record high the day before. Reports in the morning showed that more workers applied for unemployment benefits than expected last week. Also, inflation in wholesale prices was a bit hotter than expected. Adobe sank almost 14% after giving a profit outlook that fell shy of what investors were expecting. Treasury yields rose in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
Mortgage rates continue downward, a 30-year now averaging 6.6%. And the European Central Bank is cutting its interest rates by a quarter percentage point amid signs of weakening growth and concern over political chaos in France and possible U.S. tariffs. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.